From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. A Pentagon spokesman says the nearby town of Bartella is being cleared. The U.N. Human Rights Office says atrocities against civilians in Mosul by Islamic State militants are reported to be increasing. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is receiving disturbing reports of the extrajudicial and summary execution of children and women, as well as male civilians in Mosul. It says it also has received reports of Islamic State militants deliberately using civilians as human shields to prevent them from leaving the city. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says it is difficult to verify the reports because they are still being vetted by UN monitors. But he says the breadth of cruelty that emerges from the preliminary reports is staggering. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Russia says it is extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo and says allied Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are also refraining from aerial strikes targeting rebel-held sectors. The Russian claim came Tuesday from Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy, who said Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers from the city's center for a week. The director of U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper, told the Council on Foreign Relations Tuesday that the effort to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons is, in his words, probably a lost cause. Clapper spoke to the group meeting in New York. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan. That attack Monday killed at least 61 recruits and wounded more than 120. 2 weeks until the U.S. election, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned in Florida. It is believed important for both candidates that they win in Florida. Public opinion surveys in the state show Clinton ahead of Trump by about 4 percentage points. In a report published Tuesday by the U.S.-based Human Rights Watch, Turkish police are accused of ill-treatment and torture following July's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports.
U.S.-based Human Rights Watch says there is evidence of abuse and torture in Turkey of those detained under emergency powers, which were introduced after July's failed coup attempt. Human Rights Watch senior Turkey researcher Emma Sinclair Webb says with police now allowed to hold detainees for up to 30 days without charge and limited access to a lawyer, it has opened the door to abuse. The 47-page report catalogued 13 individual cases of abuse. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Vatican has issued new guidelines recommending that the cremated remains of Roman Catholics be buried in cemeteries rather than kept at home, scattered, or divided among family members. The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith issued updated instructions Tuesday on rules for cremation. The Vatican and Argentina's Catholic Church announced in a joint statement Tuesday they will open their archives from the country's so-called dirty war in the near future. Although no date has been set, the statement said they had finished the organization and digitalization of documents pertaining to the Argentine government crackdown on leftist dissidents from about 1974 to 1983. Eurozone officials on Tuesday approved a 2.8 billion euro bailout for Greece. It's the third such bailout delivered to Greece since it spiraled into an economic crisis 6 years ago. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte lashed out at the United States again Tuesday, speaking to reporters in Manila as he was preparing to leave for an official visit to Japan. Mr. Duterte warned that the Philippines would not be treated, quoting now, like a dog with a leash, end of quote, by the U.S. He said the U.S. can forget about the defense treaty if he stays in power long enough. Tuesday's comments are the latest in a string of angry tirades he has directed at the United States in response to American criticism of his violent anti-drug campaign that has killed nearly 4,000 people since he took office on June 30th. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.